First order of business is to approve our agenda. Has everyone seen the agenda? If you have, let's make quick work of this. Is there a motion to accept this agenda?
Miley from Thunderbolt makes a motion to approve today's agenda.
Is there a second to that motion?
Armand Turner, I second.
Well, the motion was properly moved and seconded that we accept the minutes. I'm not the minutes, but the agenda. All in favor, would you say aye?
Aye.
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 Anyone oppose? The agenda has been approved with no dissension. Next order of business is the minutes itself. You may want to take a minute to think about this minutes. Have you all had a chance to see the minutes and read it? If you have, do you want to discuss it?
Miley from Thunderbolt has read them. I approve the previous meeting's minutes. Make a motion.
I second. Sir.
Okay, the minutes have been approved and seconded. Now it's time for us to vote on it. First, is there any discussion? Any corrections?
I wanted to point out, I've seen the minutes, so I'm not coming to state for voting.
Okay, you heard that. Mr. Abbott is stating for voting. Yes, okay. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, which has been, say aye.
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 Okay, any opposition?
Aye.
Okay. Not hearing any opposition, the minutes have been approved. Now we go on, the next order of business would be for us to look at the 2022 core MPO meeting schedule. Did the staff does a report on that?
Just very briefly, Mr. Chairman. We have prepared the proposed calendar year 2022 schedule of meetings. We're proposing to follow the same convention whereby this committee would meet on the third Thursday at 5:30 p.m., just as we've been meeting this year. The only exceptions to that convention are pictured in red here on the proposed calendar. And those exceptions primarily were for Christmas, Passover, and Juneteenth holidays. Wherever conflicts exist, then we would move the meeting. So this is the proposed schedule for your approval.
Mr. Chairman. It looks fine to me. The only comment I have is that December 8th is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, and it is a religious holiday. So there's a lot of observances that day. You know, I don't know if it'll conflict with my schedule, but just wanted to point it out.
Okay, we could look at another potential date if you'd like to propose, or
I'm not trying to get you to change it. That's okay.
Okay. Yeah, we back up early in December because of the Christmas holidays being so dominant.
It's
kind of tough. I mean, we'll whatever way the committee wants to go with that, we could look at moving that meeting. If you do want to move it, you know, if you could let us know what might be a better date, we can do that now or in the future.
No, I would just, let's leave it like it is, but I mean, okay. I may not be able to come. That's a Thursday. You're going to have trouble getting it on another Thursday before.
That's right.
Really start encroaching. Mm-hmm. I understand.
It's tough because you have Thanksgiving there and Christmas, and usually there's a narrow little window of time when we're trying to sandwich a lot of things in before the end of the year.
I note that the 8th falls on a Wednesday this year.
Well, this is. Someone have a calendar?
I do. On my phone.
2022?
No, 2021. Oh, this is 2022.
This is next year.
Yes.
Next year's
I'm calendar. Sorry, I stand corrected. Sorry about that. You're right.
It okay. I thought I was having a really bad day if I put it on Wednesday next year.
you weren't until I got here.
Okay.
We've had some discussion of this, of the staff proposal. I'm sure the staff is asking us to approve this or submitting it to for us approval.
Well, the and the MPO board gives the final approval, but of course every committee really, you know, is the right to decide their schedule.
What is our consensus? Do we favor this schedule? It seems reasonable to me. All those, which is a motion to accept.
A motion to accept. Eric.
Okay.
Miley will second.
Okay. We had already had the discussion on it. So let's go on to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed? None. We endorse the staff recommendation and we approve this. Of course, we understand that MPO has the final say. We're just passing it on to them.
Right, exactly.
Understand that. Okay, having said that, let's move on to the next point. Number three item for action requires amendments to the fiscal year 2022 UPWP. Just give a staff report on that, please.
Yes. At the last meetings, we completed amendments to add proposed planning studies to this year's work program. There were four proposed planning studies. Two of those were funded by the Georgia PL Funds Review Committee, those being the MPO freight plan update and the urban flooding model. Being that we previously added into the work program as unfunded illustrative projects, now in order to access the federal planning funds that have become available, we need to move them into the funded portion of the work program. So this is a simple amendment to do that. Once the amendment is completed after the MPO board meeting next week, then we can proceed with procurement process.
Any discussion of this matter?
Is this an action item on our part?
Yes, it is. It is action item.
Yes, yes, it is.
They recommend that we give our approval or support or endorsement.
I make a motion that we approve it as presented by staff.
I second.
Who's seconding that, please?
That was Eric.
Okay. Albert endorses and moves, and then someone seconds. Okay. All those in favor, would you say aye?
Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry. So we have the ayes.
Aye.
Opposition? Okay. You may notice that I don't say aye because the rule is that the chair doesn't vote. That's an tie, so I never vote. Okay. So don't stop me to ever say aye. Okay. Anyway, okay. That being the case, the motion, so we have agreed to support this recommendation and it goes on the MP board. Okay, the next item is item number three. No, that is the last item, Riley. So we're now down to status reports. Item number four, Z230 call for projects. Somebody give us a report on that?
Yes. We conducted the call for projects for the Z230 funds and then the CRESA funds. These are the steps that I've taken. So by the end of the deadline, we received about six applications for Z230 funds and then two late proposals. And four of those, the staff have screened them and they are eligible for the Z230 funds. Those are the fixed route diesel buses, bus replacement for CAT, bus stop improvement program, Chavers Road improvement project, and the Girard Avenue improvement project. For the CRESA funds, we have $2.1 million and we received six applications as well. Four of those are deemed eligible by staff. That's Chumalini Park Trail Phase 2B project, Chavers Road improvement project, and Girard Avenue improvement project, and US 80 corridor study. Actually, this afternoon, presented the rankings to the TCC and TCC make recommendations about funding allocation. So these are the rankings. So for the Zito City Funds, CAT bus replacement ranked as number one, Chambers Road ranked number two, Gerard Avenue ranked number three, and bus stop improvement ranked number four. For the CRESA funds, US 80 corridor study ranked number one, Two Millennium Park Trail ranked number two, Chambers Road ranked number three, and Gerard Avenue ranked number four. And now I'm going to share with you, hold on, the TCC funding recommendations based on this ranking. Oh, this is too tiny. Okay, because for Z230 funds, we actually have more revenues than requested funds. So for example, in 2023, we have revenue is about $3.1 million, but the total requested funds is $2.5 million. For 2024, we have $6 million available, but the requesting amount is less than $3 million. So that means that we can award the funds as requested. So basically for the CAT bus, we are awarding TCC recommended awarding $936,000. For the bus stop improvement, so TCC recommends $400,000 as requested. And the Chambers Road, TCC recommended just award $400,000 to Chambers Road, and then award $800,000 to Gerard Avenue. So this is as requested. It's because we have more funds to accommodate this. For the CRESA, since we only have $2.1 million, but the total requested amount is $4 million. So TCC decided or recommended that we award the funds to the top three ranked projects. So for Two Millennium Park, it will get as requested $1.75 million. And the US 80 corridor study as recommended to just award as requested $285,000. And the residue or the leftover will be awarded to the project ranked number three. That's the Chambers Road. About $78,000. So these are the recommendations from the TCC this afternoon, and they just presented to you for information. Any questions?
Yes, the amount that's awarded to Chambers Road Improvement, the $77,000 that's left, is that for preliminary engineering?
Yeah, that's for preliminary engineering. The county requested preliminary engineering funds from CRESA, and the requested right-of-way and construction funds in Z230. Those are for different phases.
This comes to us as information. We have to vote on this. We're just being informed of what's...
You don't have to vote on it. Because we presented to you about the call for projects at the last meeting. This is just a follow-up.
Okay.
So this is just a follow-up from last meeting. So you know, now we received the applications. We review them, we score them, and we rank them. And now this is the TCC recommendation about the funding award.
And you want us to give you endorsement or support for this?
No, you don't have to.
Don't have.
Yeah, this is a status report.
Okay, I thought you said.
This is Miley from Thunderbolt. With no vote needed, I accept your information.
Okay, thank you.
As reported.
Thank you.
So nothing is required of us on this.
No action
is required.
That's
what I thought I said. There's no vote necessary. Okay. The next item is number five, fiscal year 2023 UPWP development process. Comment on it for us, please.
You'll probably recall that we initiated the development of next year's work program, the fiscal year 2023 Unified Planning Work Program, just after our last meetings with the call for plans and studies that we discussed. We received four requests from Chatham Area Transit. They are listed here in the staff report. A transit-oriented development study at a cost of $125,000. A bus stop amenities study, also at a cost of $125,000, a mobility hub study and program at a cost of $75,000, and a bus rapid transit feasibility study, the cost being estimated at $200,000. Since these are major studies, we anticipate that we would apply for additional discretionary planning funds at whatever time in the future that CAD is ready to proceed with the studies. But pending further review and approval, these studies are proposed to be listed in the unfunded illustrative studies portion of the draft fiscal year 2023 work program. In addition to these requests, CAT has also previously requested discretionary FTA Section 5303 funds in the amount of $27,000 to support their maintenance of the Remix software license. The Corps MPO previously funded the Remix software for CAT in the 2020 work program. So in order to meet GDOT and Federal Highways administrative schedules for the 2023 work program, we will plan on presenting a draft of the work program in December to the advisory committees and the Corps MPO board. Following the review of the draft work program, we will submit to GDOT and Federal Highway for 30-day review and comment period. After that, after we receive and respond to the comments, we anticipate bringing a proposed final 2023 work program back in February to the advisory committees and the Corps MPO board for final approval. We'll submit it to Federal Highway and to GDOT, and then we'll be set for next fiscal year, begins July 1st. And the
information.
It's just for information. For a deeper dive, the descriptions of the studies are attached to the staff report at the end. Okay. And the GDOT requested administrative schedule also.
That's just a question that will that finishes up status reports. That brings us down to number six, of course, number four, which is agency reports. There's no agency reports. So it takes us down to number five, which is other business. Now, other business, we have 2050 MTP update, survey, goals, objectives, and performance measures. Comment, someone comment on that, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will put up a presentation.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I'm putting up a presentation to provide some information about the upcoming update and to also seek some comments and feedback. So the MPO, MPOs have to do an MTP document that covers 20 years into the future, and it has to be updated every 5 years. And this plan documents the development process and the region's transportation needs and fiscally constrained projects. And so by doing these updates, it helps us evaluate and refine our planning and programming so that we ensure we're keeping up to date with all the changes and priorities. And for performance-based planning, it is a requirement in the metropolitan planning process. And included in part of this process is the refinement of the MTP goals and objectives. And so these goals and objectives, they serve as the criterion for developing performance measures. And then with that, we do a project prioritization framework, and that's developed to evaluate a project or a program's, a program's ability to meet those defined goals and objectives. And these goals and objectives, they serve as subsequent planning and analysis efforts over the course of the 2050 plan development and implementation. And they'll serve the basis for prioritizing the federally and state funded transportation projects. And updating these doesn't mean that we're like starting over. We're gonna be building on the 2045 goals and objectives. And it's just an opportunity for us to reconfirm our needs and priorities. So right now we're in the preliminary phase of updating this, and in addition to modifying the goals and objectives, we have also proposed some preliminary survey questions and we will hold at least one public open house to gauge the public's preference on the proposed goals and objectives. And we plan to wrap up and finalize these probably summer of 2023. And included in your application packet is the proposed goals and objectives and the proposed survey questions. So we would just be looking for any comments or feedback. You guys can all send that to me within the next 2 weeks would be great. That's all I have. Thank you.
You heard the presenter said that you have time to do this, but if you've had a chance to study it, maybe. So if you have any questions now for her or any observations you want to share with her, I'm sure she's willing to take it. But please understand, this is not your last chance. There's plenty of time to get some more information. You know, get to contact her and let her know what you think. Anyone want to share anything with her at this time? Anyone? Apparently not. We'll continue in writing. Okay. Now we're down to other public comments. And I don't see anyone in the public presence, so we're going to probably have deal with that. So let's go to number seven, which is notices.
Mr. Chairman, our notices are all listed on here to provide status updates of projects. And so they're just here for informational purposes. So we aren't requiring any comment, feedback, or endorsement at this time.
Okay. So this is just for information, then.
Yes.
Did you hear that? If you have questions about this, the status of this project, you can raise that. There's questions at this time. Look at our meeting is all but over, really. There's nothing much really to really left to be done. So we come to adjourn our meeting. So I understand that we're going to adjourn the meeting in just a moment, but we want to note that our next meeting is December 9, 2021 at 5:30. And it'll be the same format as this meeting here. I'm going to say we'll be teleconference or, you know, we'll be doing it this way. The meeting is now.
Well, Mr. Chairman, just point of order. This is Miley from Thunderbolt. I make a motion to adjourn.
What is your point of order?
No, I was just saying, I was jumping that in and just saying we make a motion to adjourn, and I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Okay, that's a motion. Okay.
The motion to I'll second the motion for the record, Tony Abbott.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded that we adjourn this meeting. Any discussion of that? Apparently not. All in favor say aye. Okay.
Aye.
Any opposed? No opposition. So this meeting is voted to be adjourned. It is now adjourned.